Ore is only in respect to the lotion of Kitzigdesh. But in the lotion of Morete, then certainly there is no Dinamdak. Because Morete has only more mentioned the lotion. That we couldn't say. Because the Morete itself, as the Kashi is the one of the Rabbi, Mr. Vashmur, the Vine Shrekhita, the Vine, the Vashmur, the Vine, the Vine, the Vine, the So the Morete is the Terez, Chodem Lige, my Vizil, the Shmur, the Vine, the Vine. So in other words, when HaKotri said Abaye, so he said in effect, assuming that Shmuel holds like the alternative of mine, that there is the abitution, but there is still a difficulty, Yatim Yechiyah. And so he said it in connection with Shmuel's memory. And Shmuel, in that memory, discusses Moreset also. Omar Shmuel, the Vishnu of Tzotet Yishalitetet, Vomla Ariyat Yishalitetet, Ariyat Moreset, Ariyat Yishalitetet, So yes, but even if it's in Mechia, it should be Mekadesh. So the fact is that Rav Pope says, the fact is that Rav Pope over here says, assuming. So only assuming that there is a thing of yoga. But, so then, by Ari, so there is still a difficulty in connection with Ari at Morete. So we see that this topic of this attribution applies not only to the lotion of Mekadesh, it applies to the lotion of Moreset as well. It applies to the lotion of Moreset as well. So what do we have to say? We have to say that since the Gemara says that Kedushin means, the Kedushin means, Asura Kulauna Kehekdesh. So that means that this is the connotation of Dushin. That's the connotation of Dushin. And it doesn't matter what word you use. So even if it's Mikadish in English, it can be Mikadish in each and every language. But if that is the word that is used for the marital relationship between husband and wife, our pidgin, it has that meaning. Also, Akula Omekeh. So, in other words, so Mimele, even Mureset, and even Areyat Ishti, is also in good washing dish. But Ishti also means Akula Omekeh. Because when Gemara says, that Mukudesh means Asura Akulaume Kehengdes. Akulaume Kehengdes. So it's not that the Gemara is just telling us. The Gemara fulfills the function of the dictionary and tells us what people ascribe to that word. But the Gemara doesn't have to tell us what people ascribe to that word. The Gemara is telling us again that this is the meaning of Dushi. Move Dushi. She becomes an Ishishish. And she becomes Asura L'chol Ha'ilom. So what does it mean, Asura L'chol Ha'ilom? Asura L'chol Ha'ilom means Asura L'chol Ha'ol Mekehet. Asura L'chol Ha'ol Mekehet. That's the meaning of Dush. So it's the Mishpat HaLosh, not only in Kodesh. So it's the Mishpat HaLosh in Ureset, and in any word that people use as the equivalent from Kodesh. It can be in any language. So in the Mishpat HaLosh, Kedushin, in every language, Al Pidin has the connotation of Asura L'chol Ha'ol Mekehet. So the Mele, so even though it's a bit chiddush, in other words, it doesn't mean that the Ram doesn't say that, apparently the Ram doesn't approve of that pshat. So it doesn't mean that the Ram it doesn't prove that since the Gemara says that Kedesh means Asura Akul Ha'om Kehengdesh, so the very Mishpat HaLosh, Kedushin, and any equivalent of any synonym of Kedushin, any equivalent of Kedushin in any language, so has the connotation of Asura Ha'om Kehengdesh, so the Mele doesn't mean that the Ram disapproves of it. The Ram could agree with that, but the Ram would say, so what? So even though it has the Mishpat HaLosh, it has the connotation of Asur L'chol Ha'ol Mekehet, that does not mean that just because there is a Zerzakot of Yodet, in Hekdesh, so there is the Sakot of Yodesh, in Gdushin, where the Mishpaloshin has the connotation of the Hekdesh. So what? But it's not Hekdesh. It has the connotation of Asur Tahor in Hekdesh. It's the Gzeratakot of Yodesh is the Gzeratakot of in Hekdesh. So it's a type of Hekdesh. It has no connection, has no Shaykhet to Gdushin, even though in the Mishpaloshin, Gdush, Mibudeshes, and Mureshes mean has the connotation of Akhdolat Kohalikai. So that's why the Ram explains it differently. But the Ram could agree. The Ram could agree that with this Svore of the of Pesach and the Rosh, that an account of the fact that Mibudeshes means Akhdolat Kohalikai Hekdesh, so these are the things that are all the Quran of Hekdesh. These things that are all the Quran of Hekdesh. So the man is not Hekdesh. I mean, don't mention that it's Hekdesh, but in the Mishnah Darosh, it has that connotation of a all the Quran of Hekdesh. So the man of Hekdesh also has the connotation of a all the Quran of Hekdesh. So the Rosh says, and thinks that the Mele, there is an alternative. So it's shayach to say that if there is a posuk of Yodim that applies to the Roshon of Hekdesh, that the Torah mentions in connection with Hekdesh Mamish, applies also to Gdush, where in the Mishnah the Roshon it has the connotation of Asur Mekalal Mekhev. Alright. Now let's see the thesis first. Of Yeshleimah. דיבש נאמע קיין דאָט אַ קלאו מיט גייט. די קאַך מיט טאַפקל. די שמו יש יאב מיט דוש מיט מויט. מי אַ קאַט קוש די מיל אַפגעקומען די ליגער די דע רבונן די דיינש אין די גיי די די מאַש מיט קלאו מיט יש יאב מיט די וואס די לייגער אין די יש יאב מיט די פאַר פיל אין די צוויי מאַב די קנוג די מישום די יאָט אַ וואלט. די קאַט מיט סילער וואַיי. Gambi, if you can't say that, because Gambi Kdushni boil off, the Loyitskin. Now, how do we understand this? So let's say, it's possible to say that according to the alternative, that by Kdushni, there is a Loch of Yod. Why? Because the Loshin of Kdushni or Moreses or have a Tonitu, in the Mishvat Loshin, there's a connotation of Asur Mikul Aume, of Asur Mikul Aume Ke Hegdesh, of Asur Mikul Aume Ke Hegdesh. So the Mele is possible to say that it has the same connotation by ghetto, because of Iska Shmitzia Lavai. What does it mean? How can that be explained? Because if Dushi means Asur Mikul Aume Ke Hekdesh, what does Dirashi mean? Dirashi means the dissolution of this relationship of Dushi. So in other words, the dissolution of Asur Mikul Aume Ke Hekdesh. The core of Asur Kaal Mekhedesh. So in Mele, we could say, it's possible to say, that in the Mishpat Alosh. So just as there is Aloch El Obyodik in Hekdesh, so the same Aloch El Obyodik that lies to every Loshin of Hekdesh. And it can even conceivable that it applies to the Eloshin that implies the dissolution of Asur Mekalal. Even if we are going to say that, but it's still in the Bible region. V'yesh leima, divadai b'yidin, v'yidin v'yidin, do v'shem yitz gmur in k'zurim v'tei chaget, v'gam migarish v'loshin v'yidin gmur, v'gam migarish v'loshin v'yidin gmur, ומשהו ניסקר למיר, יודעים לאו דה, אלא תלימה, ליגה רב יהודה ורבונו, יבינו זיבו בכי אחרונו. So he says that there is no inochnan, that the Aloch of Yodin does not apply to the Yerashim, and it's much more from the Russian of Tate, that even if we say that Yesh Yavu Dushin, so only by Dushin there is a Lech of Yodin. By there is not. He only said, by Dushin, in the way now, the Yisun of Dushin, which is Yot of Ahoyton, that Dushin, so that Dushin belongs. In other words, even, for argument's sake, even if we are going to say it, but patience is not disposed towards death, because death would be even a big achilles. I mean, even with abduction, it's a very big achilles. That because abduction means that all kahalmiki hekdesh, so the mele, in mishpat aloshim, every word of Vishnu is equivalent, has that connotation. Even that is achilles. But then to stretch it out and to apply it to the term gaylashim, the gaylashim has to imply a lotion of a dissolution of Hatzolik HaMegedet. That's stretching it out too much. So, but he said, Vavim Vizlema, but he's really not disposed to that assumption. So that's why he said it. So he said, So in other words, that Enoch Name, the Zerotakosu of Yodin, has no application to there. Even according to the one alternative, that it has application to Dushi, because in Dushi he uses a Russian of the Kodesh, so it's equivalent that Mishpat HaLoshim has the connotation of Atzul HaMekeh. But the Russian is just reversed to the solution. So the Melech, in the Mishpat HaLoshim, he does not have to imply that he dissolves the Atzul HaMekeh. So, but they are with the Dibugomo, it's not Yav. Why? So he says, so the shade is moving through the Zihagel. We can be garish, pilosh in the Russian word. Umash, you need to heal. You're dying love that. Oh, so why does the Lord mention the Machleke of the Danish in the Chichen, so the Danish in the Chet, El Rema. Lidia Rabiude Rabona, is Minon Vivo Mechiach? Oy, Lord. Wie Thema, wo mit Samen und Nio Pruch der Rabbi der Rabbonen besitzt und Pruch der Abai, wo Rove, die Pruch der Bindori, wie der Dain, schon der Chir, wie der Dain, Mame. Wie Thema, in Kopo von der Samen sagt, wie ich habe es mir, dass die der Rabbonen besitzt, ich wollte, che in der Chiach, die Chage, 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 in other words, that by Gerashim, there is a special halach, one of the Asorot Dvorim you get. So there are two points that look alike. One is point Gimel and point Dalet. One is she Yinyan Aksav, she Gershom in Zirom in Yonei, and she Yonei, that's point Gimel. And then point Dalet, so it's two separate halachas. The point Dalet, she yoni dovachet es benodio, has reference to the song of Chizkiah, where the husband leaves certain times with his wife. In other words, certain restrictions. And he says, Ariat Mikoreshes, Ariat Mikoreshes. Al Nashal is Hilchil, Bishovich Leiv. So in the Mikoreshes, it's the song of Chizkiah, because there is no absolute dissolution of their relation. He still lives certain times with her. She cannot go to her father's house. Very well. That she only got a kid to know. But then she near and accept she kills her with your own. That is the aloche that Papala with the Lord says, take that to Izu. She has not. So Rashi explains it. She is going to show her. In other words, he has to specify Dvorim Shel Gershom. By all Shtonga, there is no halacha that he has to specify the Dvorim Shel Gershom. Of course, if somebody gives a shtar to the other, it's one piece of paper, so it's not a shtar. But if someone gives a shtar, and the shtar is mentioned that he's Machne Tzodeh, to him, that Ruben is Machne Tzodeh to Shimon, and that person has Tzodeh in every country in the world, and it's not apparent which Tzodeh is referring to, so it's a good star, as long as they agree on the identity of the Tzodeh, so it's a good star to hear. So it's no halacha that it has to be spelled out, be praised. But by Gerashim, it has to be spelled out, the different Gerashim have to be spelled out, be praised. Have to be spelled out, be praised. That's the reason why the Mishneh only mentions Gufi Shel Gershom. Kufei shall start Shichu, Kufei shall start Gdushin. But neither the Mishnah, the Gemara never mentioned what is the essential text of Ishtamadu. What is the essential text? There are no requirements. Of course, if it doesn't mention, it doesn't mention. If it's right, so it doesn't mention, it doesn't mention. But there are no requirements. But here, by this, and by Shtar Shichu, because of the Kirishove between the Get and Shtar Shichu and Shtar Dushno, also because of the Hekesh of Yosef Behoiso, so there is a loch of Shiraz Vot, that's point Gimu, she is the Indian Aksar, she is the Shiraz Vot, so the Meire, in, by other things, so let's say by Rosh Gomu, there is no halacha that we have to be mechir. The best raya is from Shiva Taramba. I mean, Shiva Taramba means that if it says Udarni or by itself, and if he explains that he meant that he just said, that he meant he should be also the people, then he's also the people. So the kasha is raised. But how can he be also the people? But the code is that raya, that the daish is a tabi yadayi, so then he is not a machir. So we see that it is more mechiyah and an achilet and an dibu, so according to Robert, that the daish is a chikas liya mizayi, how can it be more mechiyah and dibu than an achilet? The answer is no, it's not more mechiyah and an achilet and an dibu. Both interpretations, according to the Rambam, are equally reasonable. So it's ambiguous. But as far as Achille is concerned, even if he explains it and he says, I meant Achille, so it only can be effective on the basis of Yah, it's still an incomplete statement. But these are being people. If he meant people, so there's the whole statement. What else is he expected to say? Well, he expressed it in an ambiguous way. But it's a complete statement. Now, if there has been a halacha in his daughter, that it has to be apparent, there shouldn't be any ambiguity. How could the Rambam say that the author of the people, if he explained that and said he meant people? And then the Raya is, some don't have to reach on the hockey. So in other words, he can limit the scope of the nether through his explanation. But if he didn't limit it, so it would be a wider scope. How can he limit it? The answer is, there is no halacha in Eder that the dibur has to be a dibur amechir. If the Roshni, if one uses a Roshni gomor, a complete statement, then it doesn't have to be mechira. So we don't care that it's ambiguous. So it can be resolved by asking the leader, what do you mean? And he has the money, he doesn't be soon. So he has the money. But if it's a yad, so it's not Roshni gomor. When the yad is effective, so then there is a loche, yodayim sheni mechiches, we have yodayim. So where is there a requirement that it has to be a dibur hamechiyah if it's not a Rosh Hashanah, if it's an incomplete statement? So then it has to be a dibur hamechiyah. Then by gereshin, so there is also a loche, that the Rosh Hashanah has to be a Rosh Hashanah because of the Gzeras HaKosev, of the Gzeras HaKosev of Sfirat Dor, of Sfirat Dor. So it has to be a Rosh Gereshin HaMechiyah. So the name of it, the Machlekes between Abai and Rove is not a Machlekes that is limited to Yah. The Machlekes is the general Machlekes. But it wouldn't apply to a Rosh Gomor Neda, because a Rosh Gomor Neda doesn't have to be Mechiyah. But it applies to every Dibur HaMechiyah. So by Yad there is a halacha of Dibur HaMechiyah, and you see that the same say that in the Konta Abayah, that the Danish in Mechiyah is Oya Abayah Ayin. So what Mechiyah status has to be, if it is a Mechiyah, if it's a Yad in Mechiyah, Bohua, so then Ima Abayah is made it, that it's Oya Abayah Ayin. So that means that that's considered by everybody, that in order that an incomplete statement should be effective, as if he completed the statement, there has to be a substantial effort. And if it's Yad Goruah, So in Riach Klau, so then many of the Shemim say that this is a concept of Abayim to be the good. So when is there a machlekes between Abayim and Rove where the Yad is capable of two interpretations? But one is the plain interpretation, the obvious reasonable interpretation, and the other interpretation is an unlikely, unreasonable interpretation, but it's still capable of that interpretation, like certain words in the dictionary you see. One is the real meaning, and the other one is absolute. So then there is a machloket, but if it's very ambiguous, so then it may not an army. So then, if my body would be made, the Rishayim say, that we are Gohua, so then in Mechiyah Klau, so then Gravidan, so that means that there is a halokhe of Mechiyah, of Yidibur Mechiyah with Ariyari. And then, by Gereshi, there is a halokhe of Yidibur Mechiyah, even in Rosh Gomor, it has to be Mechiyah. Even though it's a complete statement of Mechiyah, because of the Gereshi Akoso, of Yidibur Mechiyah. And mainly this is the machloket between Abayim and Chavim. This is what they say. The Yesh Lema, in kol moke mitzah v'shabes, keheiche tipli yirab yudah v'rabon ha-bidi, tizboi yeshehei mechiyah. Mitechadeh shemigal shu, hil kabido v'zikor v'bo kro yodei, avet mitrabi v'rabon ha-biyodai shemechiche. Im yehane olo. So that word, so it's the same machloket. So the machloket has a shaykhet to Yad, because there is a halacha of Mechiyah, and it has a shaykhet to get where there is a halacha of Dibur Mechiyah, because of Sfirah Zohar. Oy Dilmo, Be'at Hazoyekom, Pirei, Shemo Yad, Ukach Talim Oleima, Be'at Hazoyekom, Tein the Lobo Heret Kolkach, Havel Oleima, Oy Dilmo, why does the Gemara have to say, Oy Dilmo, Be'at Hazoyekom, who cares whether it's capable of this interpretation, you be an observer. Let's say it's not even capable of that interpretation. But if there is no observer, of Yoli, and if he is spelled out to Leia that she should be in the Kadeshes without a Kute, so she's not in the Kadeshes. That's all. The Yesh Leima, so there are two Mishaynes in this case. The Yesh Leima, the Lavish and the Yisrael and the Yisrael and the Yisrael the Akhadori Koma have Pshitala Yidin Shiyabi. So there's the first motion. So the first motion takes this assume that when is it Yah? In other words, even an incomplete statement. So when can it be considered Yah? If it's incomplete and it's possible to interpret that incomplete statement in a way other than completing it. Then completing that in the intended way. But it's incomplete on its face. But if there is no possibility, it's incapable of being interpreted in any way other than completing it the way intended, then we don't have to resolve the other. If it's incapable of another interpretation, then it is a short-term dibur. So it's not yet, so it's a dibur. This is what he says. So that's why the Gemara has to say that this is yet. When he says yet, to the air. So it is yet. Because why is it yet? Because the yet is capable of another interpretation. Even though that other interpretation, you being an observer, is not a reasonable interpretation. Well, it's not a reasonable interpretation. Why should it tell us? The issue, you observe, so, but still capable of that interpretation. It's still capable. So in the main way, it's a yah. But suppose it has been incapable of the atchazoye, and the only possible interpretation would be the atnami. So then the at would be the equivalent of atna, would be the equivalent of atna. This is the first one here. It seems very misguided. Still takes the reject. The loyal. The gabiyot is in dog. Abo gabi lechle, the lechle in mitzvah, the 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 mitzvah, ועל כל חוכרים העסיקי הזה אולי שהרי יד להגע כדי אומר ליליל לכל מיפה נדחים ויכל מיפה נדחים אם כן להבי מחמד ומנדומה ידיים שמחיכת ידיים שמחיכת להבי ידיים ידיים שמחיכת להבי ידיים so the guy he said now the more he said before that boba medal the more he said the more he said vovo or vom kushe hu ya de kom katone and the way he had translated in the Rosh explained I mean the really had his under other shot the for who the word who but they the Ram and Jesus and the Rosh appear to assume that who here means it. So, who Yavikom got on it? So, he is Yavikom. So Yavikom, even without the light, is the Yah. But without the light, so is the Yah in the Chiyach. But with the light, the Yah in the Chiyach. What kind of a Chiyach is it? It's the Yah in the Chiyach that is Yavikom of Kinnom. So we say, regarding the teacher, Harei, who alive, so it's the Chiyach, that he means it should be Keiko. So it's the Chiyach. So the Melee, so when someone says, regarding the teacher, Harei, who alive, so it's the Chiyach. And still, we have to resort to the Aloha Fiori. But according to the first Russian case, if it is capable, it's the Chiyach. And if it is capable, so we don't even have to resort to our lack of theology. That is absurd, I'm the first one to say. But actually, it's no absurd. Because even if it is the Yad Mechiyah, it does not, the first Russian basis can hold, that even if something is the Yad Mechiyah, so it does not mean that it's incapable of any other manifestation. The first Russian of basis will agree with the Shitya of the Rav that Shmuel, according to Shmuel, when he says Mutan Mimcho, when he says Mutan Mimcho, so it's not us of Achille, and it's not us of the evil either. Why? Because it's capable of two equal interpretations. Mashenki, so that's why it's Yashin Mechiyah. Mashenki, if someone says, Harei hu alai, so then it's Yad Mechiyah, because then, but it doesn't mean it's Yad Mechiyah, because the only possible interpretation, when it says in the special Yitzhiyah, Harei hu alai, so the only possible interpretation is that it should be called alai. No, there's another interpretation too, but the other interpretation is very unreasonable, very unlikely. This interpretation is very reasonable interpretation. So the name is called Yad Mechiyah. Mashiach in Dan Ho is called Yachin Mechiyah because both interpretations are equally reasonable. Mashiach, but, so the reason is why by Arimu alive, so we still have to resort to your day, even though it's Yad Mechiyah, because over there it's still capable of a distorted interpretation. But it's capable of a distorted, unreasonable interpretation. Mashenke, if we couldn't say the Yad means Ad Chazoye, it would be incapable of any other interpretation, not even an unreasonable interpretation. So then it's not Yad, then it's a Dibogam. Then he has another question. Vigamidam Ucho Shani Eichel, Kisho Mashneh Mishmuel, Vizavai Roma, Vadelech Elimit Lebedidachri. So we can say regard to that, it's also capable of being distorted, unreasonable interpretation. In other words, he could say, Gamudan Mimcho, that I should not have annoyed from you, or I should not talk to you, provided under condition, Shaneichel. I mean, Rishani mentioned that Shaneichel might have the meaning as a condition. Or not in that exact context. So Mary is still capable of another interpretation. So Mary has to resort to your. So, but they say, he rejects the first one. So, we come down to Choshan Eichel of Shabashti and Mishmuel. It's a vayu ma vada like a little bit of it. But look, I'm a man, I'm going to call the other. You can have a man, I will be a man now. The look, we may have a little bit of it. Lochen wir alle immer, die Schemmer hoch, Kiven Shoma Befeiru Schloschen Duschen Mut, Lachat mir Anoshi, Shoma wo Hari at Mekodeshet, Kilka Kiloma Lechavato, wo es hoche, die Ab, die Leute, die Kiel in Gisse, die Mide Achine, Lema, die Schemmer hoch, Kiven Shoma, der Abkazoye, haben die Stamme, wo sie mit Muschen mehren, wo Yadu Duschen. So, the second machine is all things that reject the first machine. But the second motion has its bear the certain similarity of the first motion. But of course, it's only a similarity. So in the second motion they just say that in this, if the accord is the first motion, so in any case where a certain evil is capable, a certain incomplete evil is incapable of any other interpretation and there is no ambiguity, so it's not yet. It's a beautiful. So that Hatred rejects. But Hatred says in this specifically where he mentioned Tahriya to the to Hoche. And there he says, and he gave Hoche a foot, and then he turned to Leah that was standing and said the art, eat the art, would be incapable of another interpretation. So in this particular case, it would be a beautiful. On account of the context, because the Biat follows immediately the Loshon of the Kodeshet to Hoche. So even Teitzet will reject the first Loshon. So here he admits, Teitzet, that things, that a people that is incapable of another interpretation follows immediately the Loshon of the Kodeshet to Hoche. So then it would be a Dibur Gamo. But why is it a Dibur Gamo? Because it's capable of another interpretation. But is the same kind of wonder in the second motion and the first motion. It's a question of scope. According to the first motion, so there is a general principle that any incomplete statement, any incomplete evil that has no ambiguity whatsoever, that is incapable of another interpretation, so is a evil. Second motion rejects it. But in this particular case, where there was the motion done to one, and that is followed by an incomplete statement to another, if it has been incapable of another interpretation, so if my colleague said what he stated, it would be considered illegal. This is what he said. The result of God is illegal. The Maya Shal Ruth taught him what he found. Who God said, Yichu Kushiyaki, Shinesh Vehashi, the Mashma, Harbayo, Yinesh Vehyad, Yinesh Yabu Yushi, Vehan, Abogav, Yisrael Yisrael, והחזוי והמי הולכי שתי שדיים שמחיזת האב ומדור לאדוני ומאי אבל בא בשפה מישהו החליטי שאי שתי מוכים או שזה שיבורי שפי רחב יד מחיח ומי רשח הכנסו שלי רחב אותה so like the rat, not only should put it, it is here between stairs, who should have a sheer cloud of institution, he will have a institution, he will have a institution, he will have a lot of so then there would be an injury in Mukhaq without any people. So then, he's in good because the fear is the mind is not so much as a good one. Now this is also the case. But he cites another body. The mind is not so much as a good one. He shall not come out in the most cool which must come out. He goes, come up with the whole thing, I doubt me that it's true. That is okay. The fear is the master of the body come out, go out, he go, have a relationship with your own yard, he told me. So I mean, so there is one shot that the value of the problem is left in the case. Where he gave the settlers to put it to them.
You down in Doran Al Cheshon Hetosh Mamad Chas, October 13th, 1977,
on Thursday. Going over the Gemara, Yitzhak Rishna mentioned that Shmuel mentioned what he heard from the Chaim. The was, why do we have to resort to Yodin? After all, it should not be Gohuach and a chicken between them. So Chaim says, we cannot establish an Indene on the basis of the evil. So, in other words, if there is no Indene, outside of the evil, and the evil is only, and the Indene is only reduced from the evil, so that's not a good Indene Mocha. In other words, so then it must be sold out in the evil. Now, so we explained it that on the basis of Dvorim Shebalev, because there is a halacha of Dvorim Shebalev in Dvorim, but there is another halacha of Udin Mucha. So what does Udin Mucha mean? Udin Mucha means if there is an Udin without his topic, but if the Udin is reduced from the talking, and without the talking, there is no Mucha, that's not Udin Mucha. But then the Yerudah must be explicit, must be spelled out in the Bible. So in many ways, if there is no Aloha of Yodeh, if there is Aloha of Yodeh, so then the Yerudah is implicit in the Bible. But if there is no Aloha of Yodeh, so the Yerudah is not implicit in the Bible. But we know, so it's more simple as the fact that we know. Now, that would be all right, according to Rishayim, who say that Dvorim Shebalev is in and Dvorim under any circumstance, even when it does not contradict the text. For the Shita of the Rajbo, in Dushin Daf Nun is that when we say Dvorim Shebalev in and Dvorim, only when there is a conflict between his care and his machnis, his inner intention, but there is no conflict between faith and inner intention, then Dvorim Shebalev is also Dvorim. So then the question arises, is Dvorim Shebalev is also Dvorim? And we certainly know his intention, that he meant to be recovered. The Chavato as well, and I mean, he meant it and she understood it that way, so why shouldn't she be protected even without recourse to the Halacha? According to the Rav. Now, but we have to say that even though the Rashba says that Dvorim Shebalev is having Dvorim, as long as it does not conflict with the pair, so, but that in general, in Kol HaTorah Kulo, but in Kedushin, there is a special halacha of Amir, not Bidus Masai, because he sees that he must take him with the Indian. So it's effective. If I took him with the Indian, it's effective. There is one Madoma, one Tanner of Jude, who says that I took him with the Indian is not effective. But we pass like the baby, that I took him with the Indian is effective. Now, according to the other Tanner, so of course there is a bit of Amir. And we pass like the baby, so the Pshati is, why is I took him with the Indian effective? Because there is no Aloha of Jesus Christ. Amira means the Yerudah. But there is a din of Amira. But there is no halacha of Bidus Rasayimah by Akloye, by Zedah, by Shmuel. But there is a din of Amira. What does Amira mean? He has to indicate his intention. So either he indicates his intention by speaking, or the Yerudah can be manifest under the Dibucha, that are such a great union. So, and the best riot that there is a loche of Amir by Tushi, because we pass in that Notanu, the long or he, Notanu, the long or he, so we can make it himself. In other words, if he deserves the Keter, and he says, Amir Kodeshes law, Lechor. So something in Kodesh. Why? Because, so, one alternative is that he's not the Kodeshes. Why not? But of course, his intention was, if he said, Amir Kodeshes law, and then he immediately gave her a test. So what was his intention? To be covered with that test. In other Kinyoni, there is no, to make any difference who said it. That's it by the fear. So does it make a difference who says
whether the Mechach is the Mekeach is, what difference does it make? As long as the Keset is given the Keirat Keset period for the Kaata are going to best it. But by Dushan, there is a special halacha of Kivichah. In other words, that he has to be Zalada. Again, it's not a halacha of Jesus of Tayyim, the Rali from the day he sees that Asukim is the Indian, so it's Dushan Mu'ed, without paying anything. But, so there is no halacha of Jesus of Tayyim, but there is a halacha of Amir, that he has to say, he has to indicate. He has to indicate. Either verbally through speech or through the circumstances, like I said in the Indian. So he has to be the galada that he is giving the kesha to the Arabic. Now the Moshe Rambam. You will look at species, aloha. Case of the Isha Mitzadet. In the Kese, whom Kabe should walk at the Prusa. Kese will jump at Prusa. Oy Malo, Haria to the Nesse. Oy Haria to Moreste. Oy Haria up to Lilo Yish of the Zed. The nation of the Navy. The Yoish Kusheile. Dvorin. Shemachmon Shekele is so loyal Yish. The Hushi Mitzadet. The Oish who shall aim at Dvorim shemashmon shekeine yitzo, loyu yisho, vihu shenitein rozehate, vihu hiu shenitein loate. So he says, the Oish who shall aim at Dvorim shemashmon shekeine yitzo, loyu yisho. In other words, because, so that's why the Gemara says, what Rosh is proper, what Rosh is not proper, if he says, I have to be there, please. So then it's a lie. It's a rest is a lie, but if he says, Harim Yishkeich, it's not a lie. But what difference does it make? What Loshin uses? So what do we care that he says Harim Yishkeich? So he doesn't use the right formula. But he means to be the Kaddish there, but because the Yikach, the Loin, is the Lot. So Yikach Loin, so there is a, so the Amira is implicit in the Zakotub of the Yikach. So by other people, there is no Talocha. That's why the Rambam says, Loishu she'ina dvorin she'mashmon she'keine yisolamish. So the Melech, and then we say, V'notan hu v'yom roli, harim v'kudeshet misot. Now, but there is certainly a Yisrudah that he wants to be Mitzadisher. The answer is, There is no Yerudah, except by virtue of the fact that he says, I'm in the Kodesh of Lachon. And then he gave us a Sabbath. So the Mekah, that's not an Amir. There has to be a Yerudah. So I took him basically, and there is a Yerudah. So then there is a Yerudah without Amir, without it. But Pashayim came, well, it's not a situation yet. And it's not on who, the Omrohi. So without her, there wouldn't be a Gilad. So the Gilad is used to her Amire. So the Mele is the Chisong of Isha. Now, but the question is, but over there we have the Tzop. So the Rambam part is that it's the real Tzop with the right. But there is one alternative that she is with it. But here is Mashma, that is a Yad Dushni, then there is no Nidnus of Dushni, not even the doctrine. Apparently there is a difference between a Roshan that is used by the Baal, and the Roshan is not good, let's say it's an incomplete Roshan, and there is no Aloha of Yodis Bad Dushni. So then, if there is no Aloha of Yodis Bad Dushni, so then שזה אינו מקדשת בקרב פדל, אין לא תנאו ביומרו היא, זה מקדשת לפעמים. כל זה יתבון דיפטר. אוף קוס זה יהיה להלוכה או באמיר. אמיר הזאת בגיעים בגסותיים, in other words, he has to be legal as that, he has to indicate to her. So, it can be indicated through mute language as well. So, Asuki Mizeh, Asuki Beitha Indian, so there is a gilodad by him. There is a gilodad by him. Oh, but without his amir, there is no gilodad, then it's not an internet, then it's not an internet muha. So then it has to be implicit in his voice, in his people, and behind your name. So it's not spelled out in the people, he creates your description. So then we complete it, consider that if his people was Nigma, but he said the Af, so we consider that if he said the Af Nam. But if in your name, so we don't consider that if his people is Nigma. So it's Roshin. In his loss it's not spelled out, it's not implicit in the loss, it's not explicit, it's not implicit in his loss. So the main way, the Kinnikah is left. But, so, why not? And who, what, or did? So, firstly, Kinnikah is left.